JC, let's talk about your work. I take obviously you're from the state of Nebraska. You're down doing some custom cutting in Southwest Oklahoma, correct?
That's correct. We've been down here since 1959. I'm the third generation to cut here in the Davidson, Oklahoma area, Southwest Oklahoma.
Tell me a little bit about your efforts this year. I know it's been tough because of all the moisture and the crops a lot later than normal.
That's right. So to be honest with you, we have been fighting drought. We fought freeze damage last year. This year we finally have a nice crop, but we don't have the weather. Probably one of the coolest Mays that we've ever seen down here in Southwest Oklahoma. 70s and 80s, this isn't going to quite cut it for harvesting conditions. So last week on the 29th of May, we had a 92 degree day with a 50% humidity, and I went and tried a couple different fields. And the first field I cut was around 14% with a test weight of 61. That was dry land, but it also averaged 68 for bushels. So we're pretty excited about that. The second field I tried the same day, it was in the 13.2 to 13.8 range, 62 pounds, but so far it's averaged 100. Now that's irrigated, and I still have more to go. I was not able to finish it before that rain came in. So right now we're seeing some raindrops. We are seeing weather patterns that are not going to change probably for 5 to 7 days. So to be honest, the whole wheat run has been held up due to not only wet weather, but green wheat, because it hasn't really fully ripened yet and matured. So even my friends in Seymour, Monday, Texas, have not turned a wheel. My friends all the way up to Altus, Oklahoma, probably have wheat that's getting close already. But without the right weather, we can't. We're sitting here on our hands.
I guess what when it does finally dry out, it'll ripen fairly quickly where you're at today, right?
That's correct. So I'm out looking at some fields right now. We caught 1 inch 80 to 2 inches of rain last night, about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and it came fast and hard. The ground's a little bit wet, but it's running off and it's soaking in. We were not wet in this area before the rain, so we only had about 1 inch 80 total in the last 2 weeks. So I think this rain will probably soak in. We'll wait for this pattern to kind of clear out. Sometimes you need to have a big rain in Southwest Oklahoma to get rid of all these small rains. So if we got our 2 inches and that's all we get out of this deal, I'm going to be extremely happy. So I just hope in the next 4 or 5 days the clouds clear out, the sun comes in, and we get a little bit of hot temperature with some low humidity. And we have a lot of good wheat in this area to cut this time, so we're very, very positive yet.
Now, did my ears deceive me? Were you talked about that? Those were impressive yields you just mentioned.
That's correct. And my farmer kind of texted me that same day that he heard what I had for pounds off of that 15-acre field. He goes, "Man, I hope that's the worst field that I have here." So I've looked at a lot of acres in Tillman County here in Davidson, and we have a lot better fields than the ones I've even cut. And they were just a little bit green, not quite mature because they're a healthy plant. And these fields are clean. There's not too many weeds in them. The heads are big. I really am optimistic about how good this can be and how much fun. So hopefully it'll come around pretty soon.
So we're talking about definitely above average yielding crop potentially if you obviously once you get in the fields and you continue to find what you found in those first three or four loads.
That's correct. You know, we had a record low on temperatures here for May, and we had some nice April showers. The cool weather kind of let this wheat fill out nice. Big plump berries, you know, 4 rows on some of this wheat that sometimes you only get 3 because of the drought conditions. But, man, it filled out extremely nice. So, and they're all the way full from bottom to top on these heads. So it'll be interesting, to say the least, here in the next week to 10 days. I'd like to talk to you about how good it has been is what I hope. So if we can keep the hail away and get the sun shining, we'll be able to get after it.
We will definitely touch base with you here in a few more days, hopefully, and there'll be some excellent reports coming out of Tillman County.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. JC, thank you so much for your time, sir. Thanks, JC. JC Skimper, who is a custom harvest operator right now in Tillman County in southwestern Oklahoma, waiting. He's cut just a little bit of wheat, but he's waiting to get going seriously, hopefully in a matter of just a few more days. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.